This is On the Money with the founder and CEO of Allied Wealth, Ryan Wheelis.
The Allied Wealth mission is to help you live the richest life possible during your retirement years so that you can enjoy everything you've worked for your entire life.
During this program, Ryan and his team will take on the financial issues of the day, from market movements to income strategies, putting together a flight plan for your retirement from takeoff to landing. Here is On the Money and Ryan Wheelis.
And welcome to On the Money with Ryan Wheelis. I'm your host, Spike Spangler. Also here with us on the mics today is Peter Lopp. Oh my gosh, guys, having a good time already. Fellas,
always.
Your weekend? So who's going to hit me first?
Go ahead, Peter. Tell
me. Oh man, mine was great. Actually, my wife supervised me work in the yard, painting, building some stuff. I was thankful to get back to work so I could actually relax for a little bit.
Yeah, I totally understand. Ryan, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, Spike. I was in Vegas and I was out there for an investment conference with some really great people who add a lot of value to what we do for the great folks of Houston here at Allied Wealth. Lots of stuff talked about out there, lots of stuff learned, a lot of concerns going on with folks out there about inflation, healthcare costs, all that sort of thing. And then I got to roll some bones. And I will say that I didn't help pay the light bill in Vegas this time. I actually took a little bit of money home, which is kind of nice.
Nice. Very well done. Very well done. Well, folks, this is On the Money with Ryan Wheelis. He is one of the founders of Allied Wealth. As I said, also on our microphone today is Peter Lott. I'm your host, Spike Spangle. A lot of different things we're going to cover on today's program. I'm going to have to ask you guys some perspective on the 75 basis point Fed hike that's being talked about right now. I also want to ask him about this. Netflix lost about one third of its value, or about $50 billion in less than a week last week. What's up with that? And then Musk on Twitter. And more importantly, your retirement planning needs. We're going to talk a lot today about risk tolerance versus your own risk capacity and the kinds of taxes that that people overlook in retirement. A whole bunch of things packed into today's show. And of course, some listener questions. Folks, though, if you know that you need help with your own retirement planning, there's one element that I want to bring up. I think, Peter, you can help me with this. Insurance is one of those things that we don't often think about when it comes to how it can be one of the tools for retirement planning. Don't you guys have a great book that you give out to the listeners on insurance that gives out a little bit of information?
Spike, we absolutely do, man. It's a great book. It's going to teach you, you know, what you can do inside of life insurance that's going to help you create a retirement plan. It's going to, it's tax-free income that is beautiful, because where we're at right now, you're probably paying the least amount of taxes you're ever going to pay right now. And they're only going to get more and more expensive. And then when they do, you know, maybe your retirement's 15, 20 years away from now, maybe 5 years away from now, wherever that is, you're going to want some tax-free income. And there's no limitations like you have on a Roth for income, things like that.
Why, Pete? Why do people want tax-free income? Where's all their money at?
It's inside of IRAs, 401ks, and every single dime is taxable that comes out of this account.
So every dollar that comes out of an IRA or a pension or a 401k rolled over to an IRA is 100% taxable.
100%.
So that, folks, that's what we kind of get to, is that we call that the composition of your account structure. And we're taught for so many years to kick the can down the road and defer taxes. But the reality is, now the largest portion of your money or your net worth is probably in an IRA or 401k or pension, all of which are taxed the same way when you take distributions from them. And so what we're trying to do is help you shift some of that account composition over to some things that will provide you tax-free income. Because I can't think of anything better than tax-free income in your golden years, especially if the large majority of your money's in taxable accounts, meaning you're going to pay tax on the distributions. And taxes are going up in our future, guys. We are $30 trillion in debt. And I can tell you right now, we're going to have to pay for that stuff. And it's going to be through the form of taxes. And taxes are going up.
And one of the ways that you can get this information, I believe it's Mark Loffenberger's book, right? The Retirement Hero. You can get a complimentary copy of it here. How can you find tax free tax-protected solutions, give us a call to get your complimentary copy. First 10 callers right now, 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. Get your complimentary copy of The Retirement Hero to give you insurance solutions to protect as much of your taxes as you possibly can in retirement.
Let me throw a little gas in that fire. The thing is, folks, is listen, we don't put your money in these programs for the life insurance benefit. That's not what they're for. Okay. What they're for is they have actually created living benefits that allow you to withdraw tax-free income from these programs, you know, dollars out, 100% tax-free, get tax-free growth while you're in these programs. Yeah, there's cost and fees associated with it, but there's cost and fees associated with everything, right? In addition to that, if you are concerned about long-term care, we can create a death benefit for you that you can access that death benefit to help cover and battle long-term care expenses down the road. And there's terminal illnesses. You know, there's all kind of living benefits associated with life insurance today. So really what we do when we design a life insurance program under Section 7702, the Internal Revenue Code, we actually take the life insurance policy and we turn it on its side and we don't really use it for the standard death benefit. That's not what we're doing. However, I do want to say something else. If you are hearing my voice right now and you are 30, 40, 45, 50, somewhere in that age, and you have a wife and children and you don't have life insurance, pick up the phone and call me, okay? Because I challenge you that you do not want to pass away early. And God knows when things happen, right? We don't know if it's going to happen to us or not. But I would hate to see exiting life and be able to look back on my family and see, man, I wish I'd have bought that life insurance. If you're thinking about life insurance from that standpoint, it's a term policy. It's cheap insurance. I want the least amount of money going into that policy for the biggest death benefit, folks. But guys and gals out there, if you don't have, you've got small children, you've got a wife at home, please, 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 please have some term life insurance. And we can help you with that, guys. Call us 844-944-7555. At least we'll get that part put into place. And then as we continue to work together on down the road, we'll get you ready and we'll get you to and through retirement, as we say.
As you can tell, Ryan has had his coffee this morning. He is excited about it. It is really important stuff, folks. And that's one of the things I want you to know, that Ryan and Peter here, they're not just broadcasters on the air. They implement these kinds of solutions on a daily basis in the office. They do the radio program because, let's face it, the boys, they've got good voices. And, it's great to get that information out there. But more importantly, this information without action doesn't do you any good. Please give us a call right here to make sure that you have the solutions in place you need for your retirement needs. 844-944-7555. The first 10 callers get the complimentary book there, The Retirement Hero, which goes through these insurance solutions. Or just come on into the office, make an appointment, and sit down.
In retirement, you need a financial flight plan. Call the team at Allied Wealth for your own complimentary retirement plan. 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. 844-944-7555.
844-944-7555. Well, gents, as you were both saying on there, that taxes are pretty much the lowest they're going to be in our lifetime. And the Fed is acting. And I think we need to realize these things are kind of going hand in hand. But the interest rates go up usually in small increments. What I was just reading recently was 75 basis points is probably where the next hike is going to go. The Fed funds rate going up 75 in June and possibly July after the 50-point rise in May. That would bring the rate up to about 2.25%. This is, according to this article here, a phenomenal amount of tightening given the Fed was still easing and buying assets as recently as March. So, fellas, please, for the folks out there, what does 2.25% mean for those driving around and doing their errands today?
It depends, right? Because if they're out there and they're in a aggressive portfolio, or heck, even if they've got a conservative portfolio with a lot of bonds in there, they probably saw last week a big drop in their portfolio. So that and there and said is going to be a tough road to navigate for a lot of folks out there that are in a passive type strategy where they're just buying and holding investments right now, and they're hoping this thing is going to recover. But my thing is, Ryan, when you're a client, or you're someone out there and you've got a portfolio and you're afraid to move it because you're down so much, what's the psychology behind that?
I see that, Pete. It's one of those things where people think that if they stay where they are, they'll recover faster or something like that. Or if they come to work with us over at Allied Wealth in our tactical mathematical formula-based portfolios that beat the pants off of passive portfolios 9 times out of 10, you know, it's one of those things where they kind of get that mindset where I don't want to get more conservative. Well, folks, if you understand that you may not be getting more conservative, what's really happening is you're getting better money management.
Yep.
And see, what happens is you go to an advisor and you think that this advisor moves stuff around based on certain things happening in the stock market and the bond market. But the reality is that's not what they do. It's not their business model. You think it is, but that's not what is actually happening. And so it's one of those things where you have this money out there and you go, okay, I expect my advisor to mitigate my downside risk. Why am I getting as much downturn in the market right now, or even more downturn in the market right now? I got a guy with Fisher right now is down 18% this year.
Yep.
That's way more in the market, right? So yeah, it's crazy. So what you don't realize, folks, is that the movement around the goal to move money away from asset classes that are heading down or that are overvalued and moving money towards undervalued asset classes that should appreciate in the current environment, it doesn't happen the way you think it does. We hold ourselves out here at Allied Wealth as tactical money managers based on mathematics. We actually do seek to do that. And if folks, if you're somebody who, what I'm saying right now is resonates with you, give us a call. Take advantage of the offers that we do on the show here. We do this to help people. And I've got news for you, folks. It doesn't mean that you come into the office and we like each other and all of a sudden we're going to, you know, just transfer all your assets to our firm and start working with each other. We're going to get to know each other quite a bit. We're going to find out what you're trying to accomplish. We're going to look at your risk capacity versus your risk tolerance and make sure your portfolio matches that. We're going to build for you an income plan that allows you to go out and spend money in confidence in your golden years with retirement. And then we're going to look at your overall investment plan to make sure that investment plan matches your risk capacity and helps meet the goals of your income needs. These are super important things, Mike, that we do as all as part of the financial flight plan, folks. So just hear me. Please understand that if you're watching the markets go down and watch your portfolios go down with it and you're tired of it and you want to see a different way, come in to talk to us. It's super easy to do. Spike will tell you how to do it.
Folks, what he's talking about here is getting your own portfolio x-ray, taking a look to see, are you taking too much risk? Is it appropriate for you? They'll also take a look at the fees, take a look at the overlap, and make sure that it's the right kind of portfolio for you. It is complimentary to the listeners of the program, but Ryan and Peter don't know if you need help if you don't reach out to us right here. Folks, get your own complimentary financial flight plan by calling 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. In fact, we're going to continue that conversation when we get back from the break. We need to talk about risk capacity and
super
what that
important.
Means to you. Yeah, how it was super important to you and what that means inside your portfolio. More On the Money with Ryan Wheelis and Peter Lott right after this break.
In retirement, which accounts do you take from first to pay your monthly expenses? Your former employer plans like 401k?
Knowing, understanding. You know, if you manage your money yourself, that's great right now. But you need to have someone there that can back you up if you're not going to be there.
Peter, I'll take it a step further. Folks, get your own complimentary financial flight plan, not for yourself. Get it for your spouse. Get this for your family. Get the peace of mind that if something happens to you, quite frankly, when something eventually happens to you, that you've got all of this in place so your spouse, your partner doesn't have to worry about what is the rest of the financial plan and are they going to be okay. You're going to know they're okay because it was already taken care of. Get your own complimentary financial flight plan right here. 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. Call anytime during the week or weekend. More On the Money with Ryan Wheelis right after this.
Tax brackets are at all-time lows with nowhere to go but up. There are steps you can take today that could save you tens of thousands of dollars for when you are ready to retire. The team at Allied Wealth will strategize with you on how to take advantage of these historically low tax rates. Call now to speak with an Allied Wealth advisor at 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555.
Welcome back to On the Money with Ryan Wheelis. And also joining us today, of course, is Peter Lott, the Executive Director of Financial Planning here at Allied Wealth.
I love it, Spike. I love it, dude.
Hey, you know,
I don't get that intro a lot.
We joke about that with Pete a lot. I mean, I'll tell you something. Pete Lott is, he came from nothing. I mean, he did. Mm-hmm. And he is a God-fearing, family-loving man, and he works his tail off. Mm-hmm. And he is, no doubt in my mind, one of the absolute best financial advisors in the entire country.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate
that, man. We do joke a lot, folks, but Pete knows what he's doing. He knows his stuff. But he's also a fun guy to have a lot of fun with. His shirt, by the way, is ironed today. His wife would die. Yeah, I'm probably get a phone call from Jenny going, you talk about how my husband's shirt wasn't ironed today? But we know we do joke with Pete a lot, but he is world-class and such a valuable member of our team. He's a leader amongst the other advisors in the office and just one of my closest friends. I love him dearly.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
And thank you for saying that, Ryan. And folks, kind of on the same note here, we'll go around the horn and say things that we like about each other. But quite frankly, I wouldn't be doing this program if I didn't believe in what the fellows here are doing as well at Allied Wealth. We do joke around a lot. That's because we enjoy what we do. We enjoy helping people. I enjoy educating people and getting this information out there. Ryan and Peter enjoy sitting down with listeners like yourselves, figuring these things out to give you that peace of mind so you can enjoy your families, enjoy everything that you've worked so hard for your entire life. We like to have fun with it because we want you to have fun with it. It's your retirement. And we want to let you know that there are people out there who can help you make sure that you've got all the right pieces in place. If you'd like to sit down and see what your own complimentary financial flight plan would look like, I'm going to ask Ryan a little bit about that. What exactly goes into the financial flight plan itself? So there's a phrase, financial flight plan. What does it mean to somebody out there driving their car right now?
Well, Spike, the financial flight plan is something that we put together based on my background in aviation. Go ahead, Pete.
No, there it is. We're a little late in the show to talk about that I'm a pilot's part of the show.
We'll take it.
So, folks, we always tease each other because if you want to know someone is a pilot or not, talk to them for 30 seconds and they're going to tell you. But in all seriousness, you know, the financial flight plan was designed based around the redundancy that's factored into aviation. And so every time we put a plane into the sky, there's so much planning that's done ahead of time to ensure that we get that aircraft safely down and its intended destination. And, you know, there's redundancy factor after redundancy factor after redundancy factor built in. And, you know, it kind of resonated with me. And I said, you know, I really should start taking this stuff and putting this into retirement plans because your retirement plan should have redundancy. And when things happen, we should have backups for the backup, for the backup, for the backup, so that, you know, unfortunately, we'd have an incident or accident in retirement, so to speak. So one of the most important things that we do that so many folks overlook is discover what your risk capacity is versus your risk tolerance. And that's such a super important thing because, risk tolerance is what we think we can lose. Risk capacity is what we can actually afford to lose and not have to change our lifestyle during our golden years. Because, heck, man, we didn't work 30, 40 years and scrimp and save all these years to have to change our lifestyle. And then once we've got that in place, we're going to build an investment plan that's tailored to your specific needs and your risk capacity. And what we're going to do after that is get into income planning. And an income plan is important. It's, you know, do you have a pension? Are we taking the pension in a payout? When do we take Social Security? Do we delay Social Security to do Roth conversions and mitigate tax liability down the road, right? But these are income plans that we think about. And the bottom line is an income plan in your golden years should allow you to go out into the world and spend money with confidence, even though the stock markets are down and some idiot on the nightly news is telling you the world's going to end. The next thing we're going to do is look at your taxes. You know, people think that healthcare is the biggest expense in your golden years. It's not, folks. It's taxes by a mile. And if I can mitigate your tax liability as soon as possible, especially if the composition of your accounts is all taxable accounts or IRAs and 401ks and pensions, then your money's going to go a lot further. And guess what? We don't need as big of a rate of return, so we can actually take less risk, which better ensures the long-term success of your overall financial flight plan. So, folks, those are just some elements that would go into it. There's a lot more to it than that. But that's part of what we do the show for, to provide that education and help the great folks of Houston.
I'm going to give you a couple other plugs as well. So not only, folks, can you out there, the listeners, get your own complimentary financial flight plan by calling here on The Money with Ryan Wheelis and Peter Lott, 844-944-7555. They can also see your guys' smiling faces now and then on, what is it, Fox 26 at 10 a.m. You guys also do your TV show.
Yeah, Fox. And hey, we're much better looking on the radio.
We are much better looking on the radio.
Much better looking on the radio. But it's Fox 26 at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we've got a Saturday KHOU 11.
Yes, CBS 11.
On 11 at 11 p.m. Both great shows. Sometimes it's a mix of shows, so you can catch one show Saturday night and catch a different show Sunday morning sometimes, and that's neat to see too. But it's just an educational show, right? We just want to teach people and show people what we do because We're so passionate about it. You know, I just missed a call from my dad. Just missed a call from this guy. He built a portfolio, a retirement portfolio that is bulletproof. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of my clients, they don't care when we see these big drops in the market. They don't have to worry about that because they have a bulletproof portfolio because we've educated them on the front end that when we see the next recession, we have to go through this. This is what you're going to expect to see. Are you comfortable with that? And if they are, great. If we can, we can move that dial either way to make them comfortable. But they know these days are going to come, and that's important because you can navigate these waters without a lot of stress when you have a bulletproof portfolio. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to wing it and you've winged it so well all these years, you know, last 10 years we've had this great bull run. The market really hasn't been that difficult.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of in this whole different mix. You've got rising rates, you've got inflation, you've got this economy that had all this money poured into it. It's gone a lot of different directions. And the last thing you want is your portfolio going a lot of different directions that you're not comfortable with.
Right.
So you want to build that bulletproof retirement portfolio, but you want to be educated on the mechanisms, how that works. And so that you understand when we see these days, oh, okay, you know, market's down X, I'm down this. So this is exactly what Pete and Ryan said was going to happen. And that's where I'm at. And there's no cause for alarm.
Right. Folks, there is no cost to come in for an analysis, to sit down with the fellas and see where your portfolio is. Do you have a retirement plan strategy in place? I'm talking about all the elements, not just how much do I take from what account. It's what's going to happen if the market goes sideways, if it stays down, if the continued turmoil continues happening all around the world. You've got somebody like Peter, you've got somebody like Matt, you've got somebody like Ryan, you've got the team from Allied Wealth behind you watching these things for you.
For your own complimentary financial flight plan, call the advisory team at Allied Wealth, 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. 844-944-7555.
Fellas, it is time for listener questions. We'll see how many I can get in here right now. But this is important. I've got Al, and he wrote in, fellas, when buying during dips in the market, does it matter which type of funds to purchase? Eek already. For example, should I buy stocks? Should I buy bonds? Should I buy stock and bonds or other type of funds? I'm 61 years old and plan on working until the age of 67. I do have other resources, but I'm not exactly sure which to buy. Fellas, this sounds like emotional buying and selling, but I don't know. What do you think? When somebody calls you and says, which way do I buy when the market goes down? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm assuming that he's putting money in the 401k.
Yeah, I'm guessing. He doesn't sound broke.
Yeah, it doesn't sound broke. So you're putting your money in, you're getting a company match, and then you're buying into the market each week or month or bi-monthly or however your paycheck is paid to you. So you're already kind of taking advantage of buy the dip stuff, right? I you know, if you're going to try to say to me, you know, here's a stock, guys. It's Twilio. Okay, I own Twilio. I'm long Twilio. Consult your financial advisor before you go buy the stock. It's at your own risk. But you know, I bought Twilio last week at 131 a share. Its all-time high was like $400 a share. It's way down to where it is. And, you know, even me as an advisor and a money manager, the stock went down to 122 the next day, you know. So I didn't buy it based on buying the dip. I just think where Twilio sits today and where it's going in the future, I think it's a good stock to own. And that's why I put my money into it. But it went down the next day. So, you know, even me, it's kind of like, whoa, man, I wish I would have waited, or should I buy more in dollar cost average down? It just, you know, it's hard to buy the dip stuff. I mean, it really is. I think the best thing to do is to be in the market in the right asset classes with something that can give you that to 70-80% of accuracy to what asset classes to be in, and be in the and not be in the wrong asset classes, right? And so that's possible. It's hard to do on your own because it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and if you've got money that's outside of an IRA or something like that, and you want to kind of use that stuff to buy the dips and have some fun money, you can do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not something out that I would go betting the farm on, because what you're doing is becoming a professional money manager. And, you know, most people that I know that work with our company are engineers, lawyers, doctors, professional people, tech industry, healthcare people, and they're not professional stock traders. They're professionals and their lines of work, but not professional stock traders. So, you know, if you've got some money out there and you kind of want to follow that buy the dip philosophy and try to take advantage of some of that volatility, then go for it. But, you know, if you've got $3 million, don't go do it with $3 million. Go do it with maybe $100,000, $200,000 or something like that. And that way, if you lose all that money or you lose half of it, you're not in a situation where you're going, oh, I blew it, I can't retire now.
I think an important thing in the beginning of that sentence, Peter, tell me if you think I'm right or wrong here. It says, when buying dips in the market, it sounds more like he's trying to figure out, you know, where do I take advantage of this instead of what is the purpose of this money.
100%.
It goes back to your behavioral conversation.
You know, this is a long-term approach. You know, and most retirement planning is going to be a long-term approach. And yeah, like Ryan said, there's some short-term stuff that's fine. You know, get in, get out, do that, buy the dips as much as you can. But take that, Ryan.
Yeah, so, I mean, here's the deal, guys. I'm actually closing on the sale of my house today, the residence I live in. I made a very nice profit on the sale of that house. Guess what I'm not going to do with it? I will not be buying any Twilio stock. That money will be sitting in a money market account because I'm going to need that money over the next 12 months to pay for my new house.
Yep.
Right? So the purpose of that money that I've got, yeah, I could probably invest that and maybe, you know, increase it by 20, 30, 40, maybe 50% over the next 12 to 18 months. Maybe I could. But the risk of going the other way means I can't afford the house that my family and I are building. And the risk of loss there is it outweighs the reward of gain.
Well, absolutely.
That's going to be all the time that we have for today's show, though. But as people are trying to figure out where to put their money in the markets, thank you, Al, for that question. Should you be buying the dips? I think more importantly, what everyone is saying is here, have a purpose for the money. Know what it's for. Let your financial advisor help you figure out exactly what you're going to need. And you don't need to do it alone. You can call us right here. Get your own complimentary financial flight plan, which will include a portfolio x-ray. First 20 callers during this week will get their own complimentary financial flight plan. 844-944-7555. That's 844-944-7555. We have so much fun talking that I'm going to have to shut the guys off right now. For Ryan and for Peter, I'm your host, Spike Spangle. Hey, folks, make sure you tune back in again next week for On the Money with Ryan Wheelis and Peter Lott. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of On the Money with Ryan Wheelis. We encourage all of the listeners to On the Money to get started on their own retirement flight plan with Allied Wealth. It's complimentary to the listeners of our program, and all you need to do is call 844-944-7555. Get your own retirement flight plan. Join Ryan Wheelis again next week and every week for On the Money. Investment advisory services offered through AWM Financial Services Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. This show is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of AWM Financial Services Incorporated and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Each individual's investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. AWM Financial Services Incorporated only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.